is not in the Irish community. The greatest need is in the African-American community. So I see this divine. And I'm going to keep preaching it. I'm going to keep working hard for it. I'm going to stand upon my principles. I'm not going to compromise with you, Uncle Tom. I'm not going to compromise with you weak people. So don't expect it. Don't expect it. I see you still sitting around waiting, hoping I'm going to compromise my principles. I'm not. I'm a Muslim. And I know our condition. Our condition is one of weakness, laziness, mistrust, helplessness, depending on a white man to show us the future. That's our condition. Our condition is one of a spoiled people. Spoiled people. Ain't got nothing. Don't know if you're going to pay your rent 2 months from now. But you're riding around in a big car. You got a big color television. You got much too many clothes in your closet. You got all of this funny artificial material progress in your life. And when I say come to Georgia, and let's have the courage to start off in the wrong and earn the respect that other people have earned. I get a lot of grumbling and mumbling. I was in the masjid in Chicago just the Juma, and the imam said, I'm ready to go down there right now. My wife, too. But she said she's going to have some electricity. She can't buy that new electricity. That's the email. He shouldn't even say that. If his wife said that, he should keep it quiet. I know the extent of dependency that this world has bred into us. They have made us too dependent. And the only thing going to make us measure up to the responsibility of competing in this world is for us to throw off, reject their conveniences. Reject their conveniences. Go out to your own land and wear these clothes no longer than you can put something together from the wrong. Write it out. Don't buy another one. And put on something from the wrong. That's right. That's the only thing. Don't you know we are people that have been done in a worse way? I'm telling you, there is no corruption or destruction of the natural functioning of human life that has been carried out on a people or done on a kind of people like this one that we have experienced. So we have to do a courageous thing. We have to do a mighty thing. We ain't forcing nobody to come with us. If you want electricity, if you want your electric dryer, your electric washer, your electric dryer, if you want all that, keep your ass in Chicago. Yes. That's where that is. It's in Chicago. So stay there. If you want electricity, so you can call up downtown and tell them what the Muslims are doing, stay in Chicago. We will have candles. We will have oil lamps. We will work in the day and sleep at night like humans are being social. And And in the dark that Allah made, we are equal. You try to bother us out there on that farm in the dark like we all are in the same dark. But if we accept electricity, you cut that off, we're now at the real mercy. Because we done got used to moving around by your electricity. We are getting less electricity when we know that we have trusted communities and we have people outside of our community who trust, who have faith in us, and we can trust them. When we know they have faith in us and we can trust them, then after we progress to that point where we can afford electricity, then we say, okay, give us that current that you named for your ancient pagan god, Electra. But we ain't ready for it now. What we need now is a brave, daring show of courage from the get. That's what we need now. And it's not the first time it's been done. There are the aliens, and there are others who reject the modernization, and they are rich. We are poor. They own banks. They own communities. And we have the conveniences, electricity, washer, dryer, dishwasher, push button, television color, running the washroom, brushing our teeth, sitting on the toilet, washing this little family, and that family of white folks. You know, we just watching TV and the monkey too on the television. We watching all this stuff on the television and get fed off just like we own half the city. That's a false reality. So I ask you to come to this farm, and in not that farm, we want a demonstration of this kind of carriage and trust himself. Self-determination. We want this kind of demonstration, not just in Georgia. We want it all over. We want it in all the big population centers of the African-American people. That's what we want. And we go off to the land and get the land. We can buy the land. If we are together, we can buy land. Buy the land and establish our kind of community there. And many months, I think, oh, it might have been years ago. Yeah, I think it is a couple years ago now. I mentioned that even while we're failing as farmers, because we are falling into the trap of the industrialists. The industrialists, we keep upstaging, raising the demand on the producer so that we eliminate independent producers. The upstaging of industry and what they call mechanization. Now, if we compete with him with his tractors, you can't do it. You can't do it. If you try to sell to his market, you can't do it. But if you organize and say, this is our market, we cannot get to this market unless we say, here's my money. We preserve this market for ourselves as much. So now we got control of our market, right? All right. Now, we don't go and try to compete with him. We don't get his big complex, combined, all those huge monstrous machines. We get a bunch of brothers and sisters who ain't got no jobs anyway, tell them, take the hoe, take the pick, take the shovel. Do what your fathers and mothers used to do. Didn't we used to do that? And didn't we make America strong doing that in the South? What's wrong with hitching up a mule? Hitch up that mule. As I said before, we're not forcing anybody to do this. Those who don't want this idea, stay in your golden pages. that the white man made for you. You just stay in your golden cages. We're going to do something courageous. We're going to change the face and the image of this people all over the world. When they hear what we have done as a people, they're going to change the way they look at blacks all over the world. They'll say that black people have given birth to a new mind, a new spirit, a new heart, a new person. They will look at us differently all over the world. But as long as we accept the golden cage, the fancy car, the big car, all of the plush furniture, all of the pomp and glitter, as long as we accept that, the world is going to look at us as an inferior people because we are. Anytime we accept the reality for our people, that a whole people of millions are dependent upon white man's ingenuity to maintain their families, to maintain their neighborhoods, to maintain their quarters in the city. That's a shame. And that's the way they're going to look at us forever if we don't follow this kind of leadership. Let us change these people's minds. And the only way to do it, we have to be real. What's wrong with switching the power to a means and plowing that land? You save a whole lot of money. That's a lot of money that we can raise wheat. You can't manufacture no big carbines, but we can raise wheat. We can get a few moons and make them, and we can have one brother raise a moon. And we buy the moon from the brother. And fly our land.
That's right.
And you don't have to have a moon. Why use a moon? Got 300 brothers ain't doing nothing. 300 brothers out there with holes and sticks and things. Man, they can almost keep up with a carbine. Well, you get enough brothers and they can do what one carbine can do. When these sisters ain't tender, a lot of these sisters can do what you can do. So don't go behind me and say, laugh at what I said. Try to make the community think I'm some kind of madman. The community says, man, I ain't going out there to move. Let's push me. So put that back. You're a thousand years back, man. See, they talk to you that way. Knowing that you're, some of you are weak in your mind. And they hope that they're saying you out of supporting me. Be strong. Be strong. And let's go there and accept life in the law. And let us work with the law life until we can process it. That's right. And produce finished products. Let's do it until. Don't you know that's the only way to survive? Anytime you buy something from the industrialist, you have the most of industrial. So we want to avoid depending on outside help as much as possible. You should have the courage to do what other religious communities have done. Reject modernization for the sake of having community dignity. Economic dignity. Community dignity. This is Alex Law. A Muslim community is supposed to provide his own needs to the best and to the fullest of its ability. That's the Islamic community. And the focus in this religion is not on praying. The focus in this religion is not on us sending our child a food to go work for somebody else when they get their education. The focus in this religion is on community life as it is seen in all of its activities and functions to support community life. What do we mean by that? Community life starts with a man and a woman meeting, accepting each other's needs, and having children. Those children need protection from the physical environment. Those children need protection from the man's environment. Those children need a shelter over their head. Those children need clothes. Those children need food. Those children need a means of travel to get place to place. Those children need to have somebody go outside and explore the world, outside, to tell them what the world looks like without, and to direct them so they, when they move out, they move out safely. Right? Eventually, they're going to need institutions of learning. They're going to need church institutions. They're going to need labor institutions for production, for productivity. They're going to need all of these things. So a Muslim is to see community in that purpose. And then he is to, as much as he possibly can, work toward establishing those provisions, those necessities in his community for his community life support. That's what a Muslim is supposed to do. Now, if we want to sit around here and have interfaith meetings and go out and demonstrate gas signs and stuff, and having victims and Jummah and prayers and football, while other people are planning the fashion, what kind of clothes we're going to be next wearing next year, while they are manufacturing the means of life that we have to sustain ourselves on, then I say we are accepting to be an inferior race, and inferior people, a dependent group in this society. So we might as well forget about it if that's all we want. I want more than that. I want all that my religion asks of me. And my religion asks of me that I be no less responsible for myself and my children than any other human being on this earth. That's what my religion asks of me. I can't trust my family's welfare to other people. I can't trust my generation to other people. I have to do whatever I can to establish a model, to establish a concept, to establish a community life for them. I have to do all I can. Now, if you ain't all in for that, you're not for being real Muslim. You want border status in America. Uncle Tom ethnic status in America. That's right. You either want to be like a pastor here, you ain't gonna be here long. So you ain't gonna try to establish any institution. You're not gonna establish any industry. You're not gonna build up anything that you could pass on to your generation because you ain't gonna be here long. You plan on going back to Africa or going to Arabia somewhere. Well, that's your mind, buddy. I ain't your leader. And if you're the kind that do favors for the city hall, or favors for downtown, or favors for upstate, or favors for the White House, or for the police department, or for the intelligence department, if you're the kind that do favors for the precinct captain, or for some other political figure, just so you can be sure that your bread ain't cut off, look here, Jason. Look here, Mr. Uncle Tom. You go to hell. I ain't your leader. Don't get in my goddamn way, and I won't get in yours. That's right. That's right. You people look at me, I know you. You look at me, you hate me. You look at me with your dagger eyes. You look at me thinking you can intimidate me with your stare. You can't intimidate me. You ain't as big as Russia. You're not as big as the capitalists. And they don't intimidate me. So how do you think you want to intimidate me? Don't be looking at me with your sad eyes. Thinking that I'm witnessing, that I'm drunk, that I have talked until I got excited, and you'll stare me down. I'm crazy. I'm your best friend. I'm your best friend. You shouldn't be looking at me like that. You should be ashamed of looking at me ugly. A sister last night at the tribute to Imam Ali Rashid was looking at me like she wanted to chop my head off or eat me up alive. I look back at her and let her know that I'm capable of doing to you whatever you think you're capable of doing to me. And let me tell you something. The next brother or sister I catch staring at me like that, I'm going to punch you out right on the spot, and we're going to throw you out of here. I'm just warning you. I'm warning you so you will know what's coming. The next one try to stare me down or try to intimidate me with his eyes, I'm going to punch you out to the people, and we're going to throw you out of here. In my conclusion, Allah says, never will the believers come into the life that Allah has promised them until they separate the good from the corruption.
Thank you very much.
Praise be to Allah. We ask His guidance, His protection, His forgiveness for our mistakes and for our sins. And we pray that He bless Prophet Muhammad, bless his descendants, his companions, his followers, all of them, and bless us here in America to be shining examples of what his true followers were and what they should be. We pray Allah keep us always and preserve us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. آمين.
Brothers would have to go out this back door here when you get ready to leave. All brothers will go out this side door when we get ready to leave. And the sisters will go out the back door. Please, the announcement.